Well, the weather may be cold, there may be some snow on the ground, but it's still time to think about the Sharon Playhouse, as they have some ongoing things. Well, first of all, they've got their theater arts classes for this winter. We'll talk about that in a few moments. But coming up on January 23rd at 8 p.m. will be their Spotlight Gala, and they call it a glittering virtual party. And we have the guys from the Playhouse with us this morning. I've been following you both on Facebook, and you guys have just doesn't seem to ever slow down.
No. We just, if we want to get stuff out there and we want to keep going, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to keep working and getting our community, you know, everything that they expect from us, but everything that we want to present as well.
We had a great viewing of our, well, good morning, everyone.
And good morning.
That's Robert and Alan are with us this morning. So let's talk about the virtual gala that you have coming up.
Well, did you happen to catch our Ho Ho Holiday show that we did during December?
Absolutely.
Good answer.
Well, you know, everything is going virtual right now, especially even if it wasn't, the weather is frightful.
Ah.
See what I did there. Nice and chilly there, but what we want to do is we still want to entertain. We still want to give our audiences and new audiences something to do, something to see, if we can't give them, sadly, somewhere to go. So, as Robert mentioned, the Ho Ho Holiday Concert was a big success. Had people from the past, people from the future. And so when we were thinking about Spotlight, which is our yearly gala and fundraiser, you know, in the past we've had Maureen McGovern and Andrew McCardle and, you know, nice big performers come and do something on our main stage. Well, can't do that this year, so what were we going to do? So we came up with the idea of past, present, future, things that we wanted to do, things that we are doing, things, you know, people, brand new people, some wonderful performances, Marshall, really high level, well produced, well edited. It's going to be worth the time. A lot of fun. People like Tony winner Debbie Gravitt, who's future, people from the past. We have Amanda Lee Laverne and Paul Kreppel from Anything Goes, our very first show. So something from the past. We're just trying to mix it all up and make something entertaining that people will have a great time to watch.
And the nice thing is that no matter where in this country people are, they're sending in their videos, because whether in California or on East Coast, West Coast, with the virtual, they can be anywhere doing this in a safe manner and bring us the content that we can keep producing. So we're not limited to just this coast.
Yeah, which has been fun. So we do have some performances from people around the country. We have some appearances from wonderful people from our community, like Jane Kaczmarek. But she's not there in Sharon right now. She's in Pasadena. But it didn't matter, because she can record from anywhere. We have a wonderful appearance from Allison Arngren, Little Nellie Olson, who was in our Always Fast Decline. Rex Smith, you know, who's based in California. We couldn't probably get him out there to perform, but he's going to be singing and talking all the way from Roland Heights, California.
And Blair Brown and Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick are sending along something. And if you're out there, Kira's new show premieres tonight, Call Your Mother. So if you're watching, make sure you tune into that as well.
We are speaking about the Sharon Playhouse Spotlight Gala, and I don't think people understand that with these virtual performances that you put together, once you get everything that you need, then you guys sit down and you put the show together just like you would produce a regular show.
It's a different kind of mindset when you're producing these events. It's exactly it. You turn into a video editor for a long time and how to put these contents together and what it's going to look like. So sure,
it's actually it's actually harder. And the reason I say that is because Robert does a lot of the editing himself. And you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, it must be so much easier to not have, you know, four big main stage shows." Oh no, you talk to any artistic director or staff across the country who's doing these sorts of things, it is so much harder. But the rewards are so wonderful when people have a great time, and the feedback we get that they're so grateful, and we're so grateful that people are watching.
And now, with with the enhancement of people, the computer screens, their home monitors, which they can run their computers through, and the virtual performances that you put together. Once again, you're looking for a donation for people to do this of $25 per household to join in this virtual event, and it's an event where you get to see a combination of talent produced. And you can't do anything nowadays for $25.
You cannot. Nope. But along with the actual performance show that you get to see at 8 o'clock, at 7 o'clock for the first hour from 7 to 8, we're hosting a virtual Zoom cocktail party.
You know, sort of like a red carpety thing that we can all sit around the chat, have a drink, get ready for the show. So with a cocktail in hand, and it'll be a nice, fun way for us to get to see people who are going to join in and just catch up with people online. So it'll be a nice hour-long cocktail hour from the comfort of your own home. There's going to be glitter involved, curtains involved. You know, we're pulling out all the stops for this one. And also, we're going to have some of the people who are performing are going to be at the party. Like the wonderful Wanda Houston is going to be there as well. She's promised us with like cocktail in hand to greet everybody and say hi. She has, along with Danny Musha, put together a wonderful, wonderful performance for us for this gala. If you think you know Wanda Houston, people, you do not. Wait till you see her performance. It is outstanding.
One of the cool things the reasons that we're doing this as well is to get to keep creative people's juices flowing. Danny and Wanda had a great idea of what they wanted this performance to be, so we kind of gave them, you know, Dan and Alan spoke together a little bit about concept and what it might look like, but, you know, Wanda, Michael Baldwin, and Jamie Roderick, who did the lighting for it, and Danny all went into the Bach Gallery for an afternoon and just played and were able to be creative and come up with a cool concept for this video, and then Becky Miskill painted a backdrop for the kids to do some stuff, so it's great for us to get to give back to the artists and the community, to give them something to do and keep their juices flowing as well.
Yeah, we do have our youth ensemble back doing a wonderful number. And as Robert mentioned, our scenic artist, Vicky Mesko, and I came up with a wonderful idea. Michael Baldwin, again, is putting together with the kids, filming them and editing them together. It's just more and more, the bigger the better, more that we can do and the more interesting things. These things are wonderfully produced. We have people like Nicholas Ward coming back, and who was here this past summer, and Haley Swindle. And
all right, don't give the farm away, Alan.
I'm just telling them who's going
to
be there.
They have to watch.
Oh, they have to watch. They don't know what they're doing, but they have to. But I want to, you know, I got to dangle that carrot.
All right.
Now, what we're talking about right now is the Sharon Playhouse Spotlight Gala, which is virtual this year, January 23rd at 8 p.m. It's $25 to join this virtual party, and you can get more information at SharonPlayhouse.org. SharonPlayhouse.org is going to be a virtual event, but it's an event that gives us light that even though we're in the middle of winter, good things are coming, warmer weather is coming, and more. While you're talking about that, we spoke with Michael Kevin Baldwin a while ago about theater arts classes, and you do have theater arts classes going on in the wintertime, right?
We do, yeah. Michael came on board November 1st of last year and has hit the ground running. He and the Education Committee have come up with all these great classes that we started in the fall and are continuing in the winter. We have a youth tap class that's still open, a teen adult intermediate tap, improv for teens, which has been a huge success, and theater fun. There's a little something for everyone, whether you're a child, whether you're an adult, programming to everybody.
And what we want to do is see what the people are wanting. So the classes now are a little different than the classes in fall because we saw what people would want. And what people want now, we are going to look into for spring to see if we can update, add, and just keep growing this wonderful education department under the supervision of Michael Baldwin.
And you also have Amber Cameron in there and Sarah Coco as well, right?
Yes,
absolutely.
We couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely.
We're partnering up with IMS this year, I think actually starting next week, and he's going to teach a residency under the office of the Sharon Playhouse at IMS as well, in a safe manner. He and everyone at the school have been talking about how to do it in a safe manner, so they're going to do in-person classes there a couple days a week, a few hours a day over there. So it's a great way for us to get the word out and get the IMS kids some fun theater program.
Absolutely.
As well.
Expanding education throughout the entire region under the auspices, like Robert said, of the Sharon Playhouse with Michael Baldwin.
We're speaking once again about the Sharon Playhouse upcoming, the Spotlight Gala on January 23rd at 8, and also the theater arts classes for the winter. SharonPlayhouse.org, SharonPlayhouse.org is what you go to on the web to find out how to get tickets or how to get more information. Now, I know you guys have been busy because you're never not busy. Have you had time, though, to relax and recharge your batteries? Or
Marshall, you are a funny, funny fella.
I think that answers that question.
We're not working 24/7, but we are working very hard for the Playhouse and for the community. But we are trying to find time to, you know, we have families just like everybody else, and see our families. And sadly, as we all are in the world right now, you can't see your friends except for Facebook and on FaceTime and things like that. And, you know, we're hoping with this, what's going on in the country with the vaccine and stuff, we can all maybe get together soon. That might be nice.
Well, once again, the Sharon Playhouse is front and center, and you guys are just doing a terrific job. Once again, if people want more information on anything you're doing, SharonPlayhouse.org. And, of course, we keep saying this for ourselves and for other nonprofits. You can still sit here right now today, go to the website, SharonPlayhouse.org, and make a donation to help ensure that what we have come to love over the past several years continues. You can make a donation right on their homepage when you go there. There's a donate link. But really, you should stay in touch with them because starting off with the gala, and once again, it seems like you've got another great season lined up.
Well, we hope so. Even before we get to summer, after the gala, we have, 3-4 months before summer? We have stuff planned, absolutely, Marshall, as you can imagine. Play readings, other performances by past and future cast members, stuff that, you know, people will just want to see and have a good time until we can get into the summer proper. But as you mentioned, yeah, we're working on this. What are we going to be able to do? What can we do? What do we want to do? What do people want to see? And that's what we're working on for the upcoming summer. People were, you know, seeing what we did last year with the parking lot, and that was great. And the plan is, at the very least, to do that again and bigger and better.
So with that in mind, we're also looking into possibly putting a rooftop over the stage this year on the outside area to be able to do matinee performances. There are a group of people who don't like to go out at nighttime because of, you know, whatever reason, they don't want to go out at night, which is understandable. So we want to be able to show them that, oh my God, we have stuff for you also for a matinee performance.
Right.
So we're looking at doing some matinee performances on the weekends as well to catch those folks.
As you know, Marshall, last year was a big learning experience for all of us.
Everyone,
not just us. But so we learned what worked, what didn't work, what we can do. So as Robert said, you know, expanding the tech for the shows, absolutely starting things earlier in the season. So the weather is on our side. Absolutely. Just as I said, bigger and better.
Well, Alan and Robert, keep up the good work and keep us informed. And once again, we remind people that it's the gala we're talking about, first things out of the gate, and that is coming up January 23rd, virtually at 8 p.m., SharonPlayhouse.org for more ticket information. Guys, keep on rolling and keep on trucking and keep on keeping us entertained.
Thank you, Marshall. Thanks for everything you're doing.
We're going to do our best.